Hi, this is Nancy Yarrell, and welcome to Nancy's Psychic View on the High Road to Humanity. And all the way from the UK, I have Jill Carr here today, and welcome to the High Road.
Yes, well, thank you, Nancy. I'm looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, and she has written a book about astrology, and it's called Astrolations. And if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm holding it up. It's very, very good. My daughter was here for Easter holiday, and she pulled up the information about herself, and she wanted you to know you were spot on.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm going to read a little bit about this, but before I do, you guys, and before I read her bio, I just want to remind you that I do have an Angel Connection class coming up on April the 13th. If you want to sign up for it, it's going to be 3 weekends. It's going to be the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. If you can't make all 3 weekends, I understand that. You will be emailed the class. So go to my website, nancyyearout.com. I'm really excited about this. This is the first live angel connection class, and we're going to learn to connect to the divine and to the earth energies and to your own guardian angel. So I'm really excited about that. Now, having said that, I want to read a little bit about Jill today. Get her bio out here. She began seriously studying astrology as an art student, which I think is cool, where she came across modern textbooks of astrology and in a sooty bookshop. And I think that's really neat how you ran across this. And since then, she has studied and worked in various locations within the UK, you guys, refining her research into all matters astrological, including Chinese astrology, where she finds endlessly fascinating. Now, Jill has a degree in surface pattern design, business studies, and philosophy and aesthetics. She is now settled in the wonderfully inspiring county of Cornwall, surrounded by natural beauty. That's so cool that you're there. And before you tell us your story, because I want to hear your story, I want you guys to just sit back and relax. I was really taken back by the introduction to your book. So I'm going to read a little bit out of her book, you guys. And she says, Astrolations with an exclamation point is an astrological guide to understanding your relationship with partners, family members, friends, and colleagues. And it's based on both Western astrology and Chinese astrology, which I think this is really different. So in this guide, you will discover the basic personality traits behind both your Western and Chinese astrology signs, as well as gaining an understanding of the elements which govern your particular blend of signs. Now, you'll then be able to discover the astrological makeup of other people in your life and provided you know their exact date, year, and place of birth, okay? Because you have to understand that. Now, the one thing I want to say before, and then I'll just shut up and let you talk, is that I thought it was cool that you do a whole section back here on children.
Yeah.
And I have never seen this before. I love the number, the 144 combined signs as children.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah. So tell us your story. How did you even get into this? How did you start this? How did it come about, Jill?
Well, it's been many years in the making, Nancy. And, I've made notes over the years on different aspects of astrology, what I want to make. I never really intended to write a book as such, but then it came out, and just everything that fascinates me. And the main thing I did want to write about was how we do relate to each other. You know, it's not just about our romantic relationships, which so many books just focus on that, and that's all people are bothered about, who's my soulmate, etc. But how we relate to the wider world. And everybody within it, and with my interest in Chinese astrology too, I felt that the two blended together quite well. Mm-hmm. And just over time, I've refined the book because it could have been over 1,000 pages long if I let it.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? It's a long enough book as it is, and I wanted to include the section on children, as you say, and I'm really pleased you said that because not everybody mentions that. I think it's so important, and you know, because children are, although they are developing adults, they have their special characteristics straight away, even from babies, and anybody who's a parent or has been very connected with children will know this. And it's very important to know how we as parents and so on, grandparents, older aunties, etc., relate to that child, because that sign could not be terrible, may not be compatible with the child. So you need to understand, that about what makes that child work as a young person. So
Right.
that's so that was a big part of it, and I felt it was important.
Yeah.
But as I say, it took a long time to work out, right, how do I combine the signs? Where do I stop? And this is why, it probably doesn't go, it covers a lot of ground, so it may not go as fully into certain signs, or certain aspects, as you might hope. For instance, the elements, which I think are very important.
Right.
For example, if you have wood in your sign, as a Chinese sign, I think it's quite good, because we don't have the equivalent of wood in Western astrology, and it's quite an interesting element, because it softens, if you like, anything else that character has. There's so much. I'm so excited by the whole subject that I wanted to bring that out to people. But on the
Right.
other hand, now I say I want to do it because of people who may be new to astrology. I don't want to overawe them
Right.
with facts. But on the other hand, there are people who are well into astrology who may find it quite eye-opening as well, maybe like myself.
Well,
So yeah, that's how I got into it, and I just knuckled down, through the lockdowns and so forth. I'm going to finish this book.
wow. Well, I have a lot of questions. I will tell you, I've interviewed a lot of different astrologers over the years, and yours was unique, very unique. Now, the first thing I want to ask you, if it's okay, you in the very beginning, you ask, you show us what our true sun, you say your true sun sign. And this threw me off. Okay, so I'm like, okay, I'll be the guinea pig here because my birthday is January 28th. But I'm an Aquarius, but my sun sign, according to this, is Capricorn. So explain this because I was like, wait a minute, what does that mean?
I mean, many astrologers are divided on this. And the first astrologer I read, the book I got when I was, almost I was drawn to this book, when I was an art student, I found it, and it found me. And
Right.
she's an old astrologer, I mean, she's dead now, but she laid the groundwork for modern astrology, really. And she's not a big fan of saying, well, this is the true sun sign. Your zodiac sign is different. But I believe that we do have our zodiac signs. So, for instance, yours is Aquarius, mine is Leo.
Right.
Because of the, I don't know if you read all the stuff about the way that the Earth oscillates on its gravitational path. So, therefore, the constellations have moved almost a whole month out of where they were when the ancient Babylonians devised astrology.
Okay.
Is a bit weird, since so you think, well, actually, the day you were born, the constellation that was present was Capricorn. The day I was born, the constellation that was present was Cancer. Now, it might seem a bit mind-boggling, Nancy, because you think, oh no, I've always believed that, and in a sense, you think, yeah, well, I'm a Leo, I'm an Aquarius, and therefore I am like this. But you have to bear in mind sometimes that there might be aspects of your personality that are Capricorn or are, in my case, Cancer. And you may find, I don't know if you've looked into it to find out what your other signs are, if you
Yeah,
know what
my
your moon
right,
sign,
mine's
rising sign.
water. Yeah, mine's water too. My element's water. I'm a rabbit water. And I looked at this and I was like, wait a minute. Should I be re First of all, I just want to say, should I be reading Capricorn? And second of all, when I read water rabbit, it was right on the money, by the way. Anyway, go ahead. I want you to know that.
Well, no. Well, I'm really pleased with that, because I think Chinese astrology is a lot going for it. And also, as you say, with the elements, have you looked at your Chinese ascendants as well?
No, I
The
haven't. No.
Oh, well,
How
that's
should we
interesting.
do this? Like, so what's the, so if I, I have the book and now
Yeah.
I look at my sun sign and it says Capricorn instead of Aquarius. And then I look at my years and dates, each zodiac sign, and then I figure out, okay, well, that's when I figured out I was rabbit in water. And then, so I guess I'm asking, so then at that, at what point, do you kind of decide, well, which am I?
Well, I think it's, I don't want to focus too much on the sun sign versus the zodiac sign. You are, your zodiac sign is Aquarius. You are an Aquarius person, okay? But so, but to say that you do also have influence from Capricorn, and whether you feel that's true about you or not, but you may find that, I don't know if your Mercury. All your other planetary signs, you may find that you've got a planet, one or two planets in Capricorn anyway, which influence you, as I have quite a few planets in Cancer, you see, which is my sun sign. So, but I don't want to focus on that. I don't think we should get too hung up about that, Nancy. I think that, but I think what is very important is also moon sign, rising sign, and our other signs, but also our ascend, Chinese ascendant, and so, you know what your element is, but you may not know what your ascendant is. It depends what time of day. But having said that, when you say how you go about it, I would, if I were writing an astrological profile for you, I would make a note of all these things, see how many certain elements you've got in your sign, how those affect your character. So, for example, if you had a rundown of all your planets. And you say you're a rabbit, water rabbit as well. Looking at the native element of rabbit, also, which is wood. And
Yes, I
then,
saw
so that
that.
was, so each of the Chinese signs has its native element, that which sort of rules it, whatever. So you've got wood, you've got water. Let's say you were born under dragon, for example, ascendant, then you would have wood from dragon as well, because that's dragon's native element.
Oh, I
So
see.
when you so if you make a note of all those things, then you can form an idea of a full of your full character, really. I mean, I could, I certainly didn't have space to go into what does your Mercury sign say about you, what does your moon sign, because that's a whole other book, and many people have written books about those. But I think moon and rise, do you know your moon and rising sign at all?
Oh, I think it's
No.
Pisces. Yeah, I think mine's Pisces.
Pisces, your moon.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have a
So
moon.
that's interesting, isn't it? You've got quite a bit of water then already.
Yeah, isn't that
Yeah.
interesting? But I like water. But what's neat about your book, and
Yeah,
I don't want to get, I want the audience to really check this out because I love that you put in, whether it's a horse or a rabbit or a sheep, this is the animal. I think that's really cool. Or the snake, like the cancer snake. And it gives you, it's more in depth. It gives you more of a broad understanding of yourself and of your personality.
Excuse me.
No,
Yes.
the person, yeah, that you, yeah, grab a drink if you want. But the person that
Well,
even if you want to look up your children, I think this was really cool in the back. Like you have the same thing, a Gemini sheep as a child. So that you
yes.
see that element, it's or, and the animal with it. Now, let me ask you this question real quick. So if you are, like you say yourself, you're Leo, and what were you, Leo in?
Well, I'm a rabbit.
You're a rabbit too. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, if I look at this and it says,
Oh,
oh,
sorry. I'm sorry. You meant cancer. Yeah, cancer. Sun
yeah.
sign. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, no, right. So do you read both? Do you read both? Because you're kind of like, well, it could be either.
Yes, I would say. I would say that you read your zodiac sign, and your sun sign, because you've got influence from both of those. That's what I would say. And I definitely do feel that I get a lot of influence from Cancer as well. Generally, with your zodiac sign, it's the sort of the way you present, the way you look, the way you go about your everyday life. Whereas your sun sign is the constellation that was there. So you've got to, you will have some influence from Capricorn. you like it or not.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I think this is really interesting. Now, you do charts for people, I would imagine.
Yes, I mean friends and so on. It's not something I do as a
Not
paid
something you
job.
do. Okay. You're more of a
No,
writer and an astrologer.
I am and a researcher. I like to, I'm researching different berries. I love to research various aspects of astrology. So that's what I like to do. Yeah.
Okay. More than anything. All right. So I'm going to ask you, because all the audience is going to want to know, what is going on with the solar eclipse on April 8th? I know you said you haven't researched all of it. I did pull a little information. It just, and so I'll read this very briefly and then you can expand because I'm not the expert, but this is what I pulled offline. And I actually pulled it from Wikipedia. Just says a total solar eclipse will take place as the moon's ascending node on Monday, April 8th, 2024. It'll be visible across North America, and dubbed the Great North American Eclipse, also Great American Total Solar Eclipse and the Great American Eclipse by a lot of the media. And yeah, so it says in the United States, it will be totally visible through the states of Texas, including parts of San Antonio, Austin, Fort Worth. I'm reading this so people can kind of know. Arlington, Dallas, Temple. You guys will be able to see it. Oklahoma, Hot Springs, Little Rock, Missouri, Tennessee. So there's certain states that it's going through. Todd, what do you know about this? Because people are worried, people are nervous.
Yes, people are, and I don't know why.
I don't
I mean,
either.
it's not a hugely unusual cosmic event. Eclipses happen. I know we get more lunar eclipses than solar eclipses, but I think a solar eclipse does feel very important for people, and I think probably for the ancients, it did portend, various catastrophes and so on. People were in awe of it, rather scared and rather worried. I would say, I know it occurs at the time of the full moon as well.
Right. Well, and they always say, this is just, I'm a biblical kind of person. And so in the Bible, it does say there will be signs in the heavens. And
Yes.
to me, I'll just say this, I feel that it's a sign from God, that divine spirit, whatever you want to call that energy, that there is unrest. And I think maybe it's a sign that they want us to know that there is a divine source, there is that loving energy. That we're not alone. That's what I think. What do you feel on that?
Yes. Well, I don't have that same belief, strong belief in the divine that you do, Nancy. I was obviously I'm brought up in the Methodist Church and we're more about simple worship, I suppose. Whereas I don't, I think people can read a lot into these signs, but on the other hand, you think, yes, well, the heavens are trying to show us something here. The cosmos is there, and we are affected by it. This is why I feel astrology is important, because it's a mystery, and life affects us whether we like it or not. And I think that people are in awe of this because that lovely light, not that we've had much in the UK at the moment. It's just raining all the time, but that light from the sun, which is present, whether we can see it or not, is blotted out for whatever period of time, not for very long, but it's as if there is a message, and I can quite see that there is a message, and I think it is a very important time as well, the cosmos as a whole, because of where the planets are situated. There are a couple few planets retrograde, which means that they appear to be moving backwards, which is stalling events somehow. There are so many horrible things are happening in the world at the moment, which seem as if they're in a stalemate. And I think what we're hoping with this eclipse is that things are going to be shaken up a bit. Something is going to happen for good, hopefully. What's what we always hope, don't we? For good, not for the other. So this is my take on it. I think the new moon is also always very powerful, and it's when strange happenings can occur. But it is unusual to have a solar eclipse. I mean, we won't see it here in the UK, But we are obviously aware of it. Yes, it's greater that you can see it there.
Well, and it's kind of, the odd thing about this is that it is traveling in this line directly across the United States. And it's hitting, and there's been a lot of biblical references to the different cities that it is crossing. So, yes, which is interesting. So I just really feel like, I don't know, I feel like we're at a point in the world where we have a choice to make. And I think this gives us another sign that we better make that choice.
It's
I think the time is
interesting.
coming. That's what I think.
Yes, well, and I think even if it's not a specific sign, obviously it's going to happen whether we want it to or not. This eclipse, it's what happens, when certain when the moon and the sun cross their paths. So there is a geographical, if you will, a meteorological explanation for it. But I think it does shake people up now. So as you say, people think this is a major event.
Well, and
And
it
it's
just,
good.
well, I just, I don't know. I'm looking on my, one of my friends had sent me a thing, and she was saying, right now, Pluto is in Aquarius, I think she said. And so what does that mean astrologically? Because that's part of this too, isn't it? Pluto and Uranus. I keep hearing this. Maybe I'm not the astrologer, but I keep hearing, well, Pluto is in Aquarius and Uranus. What does all of that mean?
With because it's as the planets move as they do, and they enter different constellations as they are moving around on their path. So currently, as you say, Pluto is in Aquarius, and as an astrologer, you can translate that to say, well, yes, that's actually not bad because Pluto is a very dark, not seen as a planet now, is it? It's seen as a dwarf planet, but it's sort of the dark side of it. It rules Pisces, and it's what we can either see dark or light in life through Pluto. But Aquarius is the sort of the great communicator, the person who brings light into life, if you like. A lover of humankind. So we would hope that with Pluto being an Aquarius, the burden of Pluto is being lightened to allow to allow the light from Aquarius to shine on the whole of humankind. And that's what this is why I think it's quite a sign for good, I believe, a sign for good, not for evil, because we do have signs of evil on occasion. So this is what I think believe that was there, Pluto and Aquarius. It's a
Interesting.
good, it's a desirable state of affairs, I'd say.
Interesting. Interesting. I really like it. So this is an exciting time, especially for you as an astrologer, to watch such a shift because there's so many exciting things, it seems, that are going on astrologically.
Yeah, a lot of cosmic shifts, and I think anybody's born around now, it's been quite an exciting time ahead of them as well. We are in, although we are in the zodiac sign of Aries, anybody born now is still in the sun sign of Pisces. So the sun was in Pisces, when they were born, you see. So Pisces, I think, is quite a powerful planet ruled by Pluto. So we hope that the power of Pisces, any negativity of Pisces, can be alleviated by Aquarius. This is what I'm hoping.
Interesting. That's really, really interesting. Now, what else astrologically? Well, let me just ask you this, if you don't mind. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of conspiracy theories, but I just want to know your opinion because I see it. A lot of people are taking pictures of two suns right now. A lot of people are saying there's a planet behind the sun. They call it Planet X. I mean, have you heard these things? What do you think?
I've not come across this, to be quite honest, Nancy. I mean,
Okay.
I sort of I probably look I look more into, I suppose, historical aspects of astrology, or how people's charts and that sort of thing, what their houses are and looking into the past. Whereas I don't know, I've not come across this, but I can quite believe that that happens because, yeah, what if there were another sun,
Well,
if there were
yeah,
another moon?
there's been a lot of people
What
taking.
if? What?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of pictures up and put up online. I've noticed
Well,
recently. Yeah.
I'll have a look for
Yeah,
that
so the
then.
two
Yeah.
suns. So I think, honestly, I think that's why conspiracy theory is so crazy, and that this eclipse, I wrote down this too, it's 60 to 70 per, 79% in North America. So a lot of the United States, this I kind of feel, I'm a psychic, I'm intuitive, and I just kind of feel like it is a sign because, and I feel like it's a sign for America too, as a whole, because it feels like we got to get our act together over here. And if we don't, I feel like it's like do or die kind of thing. I hate to say that.
I can see that.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's like, okay, you guys, this is a sign, and it's either you get it together or it's just not going to work out. Because I worry about what's going to happen. Not just, but here in the United States, it's always been so great, and things are not great. And so, what about the UK? What's going on over there? Can I ask?
Well, I mean, politically or all sorts. I don't know. There is a lot of unrest socially, I think, in the UK because of sort of sometimes people are in government for longer than their allotted span, and it happens like that in the UK. We call it the swings and roundabouts. There's been a lot of dismay about the way certain things in the country are running, and about poverty, that people aren't being looked after properly, and so on. There's a lot of people getting a lot of money for things they shouldn't be getting money for, and so all this. Yes, there's a lot of unrest really, and a lot of dissatisfaction in the country, and so I think this is the sort of thing that people might say, look, it is time for a change. And we have got a general election coming up in the country, and I think people are looking for a swing to a more understanding government and supportive. Unfortunately, it's always, well, it's the same in America, isn't it? Too, it's either one or the other.
Oh yeah, it's a
So
great divide, the great divide right now.
the great divide. So I think, we have got an election coming up. Well, they haven't exactly announced it yet, but it will be in the summer, I think. So there's still a lot of influence from what's gone on. I think people will see the eclipse as a sign that things, as you say, have got to change. It's
Right.
up to people to take matters into their hands. It not a call to arms, but that we have to think, right, we are people here in this country. We need to be aware of what's happening and give our voice. So
Exactly.
this is,
I think that too. I think you hit it right on the head there, where we have to gather together as communities. I've been saying that, where, I don't agree with what our government's doing either, but I think people have to band together in communities and take care of each other, because
Yes,
there are
yeah,
so many
absolutely.
homeless over here in the United States. It sounds like you've got that issue as well in the UK.
Definitely have, yes, yeah. And some people, caring people, aren't happy with it. There are always people that think wrongly, as far as I'm concerned, that people deserve to be homeless, and because obviously your country is much faster than ours. So, you've got a huge country there, whereas, but we have across the whole of the UK, there are big, big social problems that many, many people care about.
Right. Well, and that's what, that's what this is really. And I just will ask you this. I know you don't have all the answers, but astrologically, do you see people becoming kinder? I mean, do you see that happening, more compassionate towards each other, forgetting about the material things and being more compassionate about people, about humans, about animals too?
About animals too, and about the planet itself, the
Right.
earth, our lovely earth that we live on. Because I think that I'm a very big believer in the Chinese years, and
Right.
this year is the year of the water dragon, which I think, because as I said before, wood is a softening element, and although dragons quite fierce, they can be quite bombastic and want to impose their will, but the wood element of it makes for a little more kindness and understanding, and this is why I'm hoping that this year, and on my website, I've written about this current Chinese year, how it affects all the other signs, and I think that people, in my mind, and what I read about it too, should become more compassionate. I mean, I know last year we had a rabbit year, which was the year of the water rabbit, which gave way to a lot of, because water is a little bit of a vague sort of sign, and you either can be misunderstandings and misinterpretations in the world. I'm not talking about people, but whereas the water dragon is a little bit more forceful, but in a kind and compassionate way.
In a
This is
kind
what I'm
way.
hoping this year. And the Chinese year goes up until mid January next year.
Now, if
So
people
this
want
is
to
what.
read that, if people want to read it, what's your website?
It's astrolations.co.uk. It's a UK site, so astrolations.co.uk.
Okay.
I've written down forecasts for every Chinese sign and for all the astrological signs. That's on my website, amongst many, many other things on the website, lots of information about astrology generally, elements, the ascendants. Moon, how your moon sign affects you. I've written also, this is something I've just put on recently. I've been researching more into the moon. So, if you are, for example, I think you said you were a Pisces moon, I'm a Leo moon, how it affects your sign. This is what people can find on the website. If people look, more information, more in-depth stuff
Yeah.
about astrology.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about your book. Is that it's really gets into, who you are, and it's really helpful. It's there's a short, just so you guys know, she gives a short synopsis and then a more lengthy. But again, I'm going to reiterate one more time. I love the 144 combined signs as children. And so you can look at your kids and kind of, because it gives a better on. When I started to read this, I thought, wow, this is really cool because it's a guideline. It gives you a little bit more understanding about your child or your grandchild or niece or your nephew. Don't you think?
Very, very important, isn't it? And
And
yours also, to people who are younger, I mean, my parents are not alive now, but people who are younger, they could say to the parents, "Listen, was I like this as a child?
yeah.
This is me." And they'll say, and then you can look at yourself as a parent, or look at your own parents as parents, and say, this is why, because I fully understand what my father was like, because of, and how he got so frustrated, and how he should never have been a soldier in the war, because he was such a sensitive soul. It was,
Yeah.
destroyed this sort of thing, how it affected him so badly. So things like that, you sort of understand the parents a little more, because people. Children, as you grow up, can become at odds with their parents and say, just let's have a bit of understanding here. This is why. And it's, okay, it's not just astrology that a lot of this can be said, displayed in psychological terms, but I think there's a lot of comparison between psychology and astrology, because C.J. Young, the famous astrologer, a psychologist,
Yes.
he brought astrology into psychology. He believed,
I didn't
that
know
people,
that. I didn't know Jung brought astrology into psychology.
really, really
Wow.
believed in it very strongly. You
Yeah.
should read, in my book, I put some references at the back. I think you'd
Okay.
find them. He's a very
Okay.
interesting
Yeah, I didn't know
psychologist.
that. Well, I didn't get to read. Well, it's a thick one, and I, of course, just read the beginning in my thing, but wow, that's really cool. I love that. I really love that. Thank you. What a wonderful book. How long did it take you? I just want to ask you to put this together.
Well, you're asking from the conception, I suppose, from the idea 10 years ago, but
Wow.
But having said that, I've not been working on it constantly all that time. You know, work, there's work and so on to do, isn't there? Children to sort out, etc., family. But it's been in the background. I've been working on that and other things. I've always got one or two bits of writing I do. So that was what I've been working on. I thought, let's just concentrate on this, Jill. Let's just get it together. And this is what I decided to do.
And I
And
bet
how
people
long
love
ago?
it. I bet people love it. Have you gotten, what's your
Well,
reaction been from this?
sorry.
What's the reaction been from the public, from people who've read it?
I've had some, mostly. I don't think I've had any negative reviews, but I've mostly had, you know, people that have been 4 or 5 stars, and I think, wow, this is so different. And I think this is what
It
people
is.
feel about it. It is a, you know, it's not a book you're going to sit down and read it cover to cover. It's something as a research tool. You know, some research, some people have reviewed it, have said, you know, it's useful for people, say, doing blogs or podcasts that, you know, who want to use it as a bit of research, for people who write it themselves. So there's that aspect, but also some fun for people. People will find it entertaining and look at their grandparents. Some, you know, you can look at each other on that more superficial level as a bit of fun. But I think people, I think on the whole, have, like you've said, found that wow, that explanation of my character, or this and this and this, how I am at work, is just right, you know, with your ascendance.
Well, and
It's
I'll say you put well, for me, reading my own thing, it talked about how psychic I am. And
yeah,
I thought, well, yeah,
because
but
you've got Moon in Pisces, yeah, and you're a water route. I mean, anything water is a
So
conduit.
yeah, it was like
Oh,
confirmation. I mean, I know it, but it was
yeah.
confirmation. That's what it was, I think, more than anything, you know. I'm
Yeah,
like, of course, of course, you know.
this is why, yeah, this is why I am like this, you know, for instance, you know,
It was
yeah.
really, really
So
interesting.
it's been a long time in the making, but in the boiling pot, if you like, but then it's you know, it's reached its conclusion. And I'm so, you know, I'm so grateful to my publishers, because it's a big book, not everybody would take that on, you know.
I ha yeah,
So
we
yeah.
have to say, and we have to say a big hello to Intuit. Well, they did this. It would be it's under John O Books, isn't it? Under John O.
It's O Books,
O Books,
yes, O Books, and it's now Collective Inc. Yeah,
yeah, it's O Books, which is nice.
O Books, yeah.
They're doing mine too.
Ah,
Yes,
yeah.
yeah.
So you've got to, I might have known you'd have a book coming out.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Mine's coming out. They say before December. I want it out for Christmas. But
Oh
you're right.
wow, yeah.
These guys are out of the UK and they did a wonderful job on your book. And I have to give them credit. You're right, because it's how many pages this thing? It's 700 pages.
Seven.
Over
Yeah,
700 pages, you guys.
I wouldn't do
Oh.
that
Well, and it's called Astrolations. If you guys are listening to me on the podcast, it's a unique astrological guide for you in all your relationships. And it is by Jill Carr, and that's Carr. And your website, one more time, Jill.
So www.astronations.co.uk, co.uk,
Okay,
it's a
fantastic.
UK site. I've also got a Facebook, Astronations Facebook page.
Okay, we'll have to, yeah, I'll
Right.
put it on the notes. What do you want to leave
Yeah, thank
us
you.
with? What do you want to leave us with today? We have this eclipse coming up.
Yeah.
It's April. Well, maybe for the month of April. Any insight for the month of April?
I think this month of April is going to be, I mean, I haven't got any sort of special insights, but I think with it being within the Dragon Year as well, in China, the Chinese year, we've got the combination of Pisces and Aries. So I think we're going to have quite a sort of strong month for people. But I mean, it depends on one sign, doesn't it? But I think anybody with Pisces and Aries in their sign is going to have quite an eventful month, is
Interesting.
what I believe. Yeah,
Okay.
and anybody with any fire sign as well. anybody's fire.
With a fire sign as well. Thank you, Jill. I appreciate that. All right, you guys, we're going to get out of here for today. Remember to pick up my book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You. It just was relaunched
Oh,
on Amazon. And
I'll
at
look
Barnes,
after that.
yes, and at Barnes and Noble, you'll find my original there. And remember the Angel Class, sign up on my website. Jill, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, I'm talking to you. It's been great, Nancy. It's been really good.
Thanks
A
for
fellow
coming on.
rabbit. Thank you.
Hello, Rabbit. I love it. I love it. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here for today. Hope everybody has a fabulous week and God bless.